And then in 1933, I married Pearl, much to my mother's disgust, and Joni was born in 1935.
But so here's a fairly long period of stability, right?
Yes, in Cape Town.
8 years or
yes.
So with the music school.
Yes, that's right. And the trip to England, that was just about a month.
Did you stand out in that? I mean, other than the trip to
England? No, well, I was quite ambitious pianistically. About every year, I would take off a month and practice a concerto, and I played with the Cape Town Symphony Orchestra. I played the Grieg concerto and the Schumann concerto and a concerto of my own, which is now mercifully forgotten.
Where is it?
We're in Cape Town.
Where's the concerto?
Oh, it's somewhere around here amongst my papers.
Have you played it recently?
No, not recently. And I also gave the first performance south of the equator of the Gershwin piano concerto. And I played the Rhapsody in Blue with the orchestra and did a lot of radio work. As I said, I was quite prominent pianistically. Mm-hmm. And then...
But now, at that point, you regarded yourself as a pianist, as a musician.
Yes, mainly. A popular, classical popular musician. Mm-hmm. And then a very strange thing happened, which shows by what slight happenings one's life can change. Pearl had a couple of girlfriends, Nancy and Helga. And Helga was in a beauty parlor in Berlin. And she met Tay Garnett, who was on a visit there. Tay Garnett was a very well-known Hollywood director. He fell in love with Helga, married her, and brought her to Hollywood. And Joan, Pearl, had kept up correspondence with Helga, and Nancy, the other sister, went to Hollywood to live with her sister, subsequently got married, and Howard married her when her husband died. But what happened was this, that they invited Pearl to spend a holiday with them in Hollywood. And of course, Pearl naturally wanted to go, and I could hardly stand in her way. So she went to Hollywood in 1930. Yes, I was married to her. 1938, 37. And she left Joan behind with me, and I came over in 1938 with the idea of having the trip, spending a month or two here, and then going back again with her.
Well, can we go back a minute?
What?
Well, to Pearl. I mean, all of a sudden, Pearl's in the picture.
Yes, of course. Well, she was my wife.
Yes, but
I met her like you met anybody else.
And you got married. How, mm-hmm. How long did you know her before you were married?
Oh, a couple of years, probably.
So you were kind of dating and seeing.
Oh, yes, sure, yeah.
So
anyway.
This was the union of Miss South Africa of 19...
No, she was Miss Cape Town.
Miss Cape Town of 19...
Yes, she won a beauty contest in Cape Town in 1936 or 35, I forget when it was. So, or before I married her.
So you suspected you were regarded as a somewhat glamorous couple? I mean, the
yes,
position...
Yes, actually we were, yeah. And... So I came over to Hollywood in 1938 to follow her.
On vacation?
Yes, on vacation. And I decided to stay. I took the precaution of coming over on the quota in case I wanted to stay.
So you really did suspect that you...
Yes, that I might want to stay.
What do you mean by the quota?
Well, there was a quota system that still exists. Perhaps 500 people a year are allowed to emigrate.
Yeah.
And there weren't too many people coming from South Africa to Los Angeles. Because South Africa was a country to which people went.
Yes.
You know, they immigrated to South Africa.
Yes.
And then I stayed here and left Joan behind, and Joan was sent by boat and arrived in Boston, as a matter of fact. She was supposed to arrive in New York, and she went to Boston by mistake. And then they took her to New York, and Pearl went to New York by train and picked her up and brought her here. And then we lived here for some time, until I got divorced and married your mother after I went to Florida.
Joan was born
in Cape Town, 1935.
35.
She was four when she came over here, 1939.
Yeah.
By that time, the war had broken out in Europe, and I realized that it would have been silly to go back.
Had you been thinking about that?
No, actually, I wanted to stay. I wanted to get out of Cape Town. I had reached the heights in Cape Town. I couldn't go beyond where I was. You know, I was the top man in my field. and it, it was boring.
Was Cape Town as what I call the primate city of
no,
South Africa?
No, Johannesburg was.
So why not go to Joburg?
No, because there was nothing that I could do in Joburg that I hadn't done in Cape Town.
Also,
and it's not a very
environment. It's
no, I don't like the city anyway. Cape Town is much more beautiful. So, we are now in Hollywood.
Well, I'm... How... What?
What?
I'm a little...
doubtful about what?
Well...
You better speak a little louder that they can hear you.
It's not important. The important thing is...
What were you going to say?
Responses. I'm just...